Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is the beginning of the week. It's March 8th, and I'm joined today by two of my favorite people, Bad Bob.
I'm just glad it's Monday so I can rest.
Well, you know, we get to Friday anymore, and we say, all right, only two more working days till Monday. Yeah, Bob was out at the Boat and RV show, and then he was at the Academy Awards gala party at the Cascade Theater.
Had a great time. It was neat seeing the costumes. That was just worth the price of admission, which, well, we won't go into that, but for at least in my case, it was free, but great costumes. People just had a ball dressing up.
They showed up last night.
They did.
Speaking of costumes.
Wait a minute.
Well, wait, let's go. Okay, you go back to what happened on Saturday.
No, I need to introduce you.
Oh, yes.
My favorite person in the world, Linda Bott.
Good morning. Going to be thunderstorms today, it says, according to the National Weather Service. Scattered showers before 10, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 and 4. So get your dogs out, walk them now, because you know what happens there. In the thunderstorms,
if you go to Benton Dog Park, it becomes a swimming pool.
Yes,
for them,
it's a mud pit, mosh pit. Okay, so anyway, that's what's happening with the weather. Now we had just a chock full weekend, but let's start with Saturday. What happened with Saturday? We ended up doing what?
Well, we were asked to judge the cook-off of the Dutch Oven cook-off contest, cooking contest at the Boat and RV Show. By the way, the Boat and RV Show. Thousands of you went, but for those that didn't, you really missed a good time. They have just an assortment
of
everything that you could possibly imagine, and what a great event. Clean and had, people there were friendly. So it's something that I'm putting on my list every year to go to.
It was amazing.
It was.
Now, you might wonder, Dutch oven, I've heard of that before, but, you know, tell me.
These are cast iron cooking pots.
They come in
different sizes, and what people do is, you know, and it really is, it's an oven. They put some charcoal underneath it, and then they can put charcoal briquettes on the top of it, and it, you know, gets up to 350 degrees inside, and they can cook. Now you think, well, what can you cook in one of these?
But the art truly is in controlling the heat.
That's true, but absolutely, and like everything, but what can you cook in a Dutch oven? Well, let me tell you. I don't think there's anything they can't cook in a Dutch oven except ice cream. And maybe they could, because then they just put it in a freezer and it freezes in the ice cream. That day we walked in, and having not been in one of these as judges in a contest before, the gentleman that was running, David Cole, who was a fountain of information, an author of books, and we'll bring in a couple of those books to talk about. But David says, you've got 10 entries today. We said, okay, 10. He says, they're going to bring in, each entry will bring to you every 15 minutes, bread, a main entree, and dessert. So we started eating at 2:15, and we finished at 4:45 Saturday afternoon. And the food was extraordinary. Everything from chili verde to chicken cacciatore to rack of lamb. And it's not just they bring you a piece of bread. They bring a whole loaf of bread that they've baked. And it's staggered 15 minutes apart to have so they everybody can make sure that the food they bring is warm and tasty. It was all tasty.
So we had to judge them on presentation and this, how they presented it, and not only just in the presentation but how they described it. And then on taste, texture, uniqueness, because what they would do is before each contestant, and there was usually a team, or like Carl said, two, the minimum of two, we would have to write their team name down and look at the menu and look at the recipes. And they were very, very unique recipes. A lot of time and energy went into these meals, these preparations of meals. And we were so wowed.
And then they would serve us a plate of food. Well, you can't eat a plate of food, so you just eat like a bite out of each one of them. Sometimes we take two bites. And they said, well, do you want to keep this? And sure, you know, not knowing really what they meant by that, but so we walked out that day, and we don't know who won because they were tabulating all the scores up, and we had to run down to Wind River, and we'll talk about that, and for a fundraiser. But we walked out with seven of these big styrofoam food keepers, and as we're walking out, you know, people are kind of looking at us a little
stacked
strange.
Stacked up to the, stacked, above the eyes.
Stacked, and carrying Dutch oven cooking books. But let me tell you that what a great event, and everybody, as far as I'm concerned, that entered into that contest is a winner, is an absolute winner, because there wasn't one thing we tasted that couldn't have taken first place. It was a tough contest.
Before we got to go to a break real fast, let's talk about there was apple crisp, there was pear crisp, there was an apple wrapped in pie crust, there was a lemon sheet cake, and I mean these were some. This is we're
a double,
talking
double
serious
cake. Yeah.
Serious dessert. This was just beyond. This is off the charts for us.
And like I said, any one of them could have been a winner. So, again, our congratulations and thanks for letting us be a judge out there. This is Carl and the Bob. We're going to take a break here. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Price is important, but even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
Great music. Good music. Okay, well, let's go into what happened Saturday night. Now, so we judge the Double Dutch oven cook-off.
Well, and from there, we finish up at 445. We race out of there carrying our seven boxes of food, throw it in the back of the car, race home, because we were also supporting the Reading Rancheria community fundraiser at Wind River. So Linda had come to me a couple of weeks ago and said that she and Karen and Sarah, these three beautiful women, were going to go as the witches of Eastwick. And I went, hey, sounds good. You all have a great time. No, no, you don't understand. There's somebody else that goes with the witches of Eastwick, and that's Jack. And I went, who's Jack? Well, I should have known. You know, I should have known Jack and known who Jack was. So, I'm with three witches. I'm decked out in a red.
Thanks to
evening,
Karen.
Yeah,
from
thanks
Chameleon
to
Chameleon Costumes.
In a, with a red evening jacket, a black and white patent shoes, and horns stuck on my head, on my forehead.
You have to imagine they were red, kind of foamy. You know, they were evil looking. They were spirit gum glued to Carl's forehead. The jacket was a kind of an oversized red Chinese silk, bright red Chinese silk sports, jacket, patent leather, black and white shoes. And then he had the devil hands.
Yeah, the red.
That he started. Anyway. He did begin the evening. It was hard to eat anything after eating 30, tasting 30 dishes.
I had some salad.
But we went in, and we had the wigs and the brooms and the whole thing. I mean, we said we're going for blood. I said to Carl on the way there, we're so tired. We're going for blood. And we walked in, and I have to say that Reading Rancheria Community Fund evening was the most beautiful event I've ever been to in Reading. They pulled out all the stops. Mystery Keyhole Theater was there. It was themed for The Nightmare Before Christmas after Tim Burton, and I mean, people showed up in costumes. They had unbelievable.
Yeah, this is about the fifth year they've done that, and so they've obviously got it down right, and the tables were beautiful and everything, and it was a great effort by the Reading Rancheria, and people showed up. There must have been 500 people there. All the tables were taken.
And, of course, they're so generous with our community.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, gents, you want to have people come up to you, ladies that come up to you, put a pair of horns on your head. They surround you, and they look at them, and they ask you, how do you keep those horns on your head? And so, the answer, of course, is what horns? But
all the supervisors were there. All the city council was there. Pretty much all the city council was there. Kent Dagg, they were all – Carl was the only one that came with costume. And I said, it takes a real man to just put horns on his head. Guess what? We won the costumes. We had to come up in front of the room full of people and get, that was really fun. So anyway, we split it up. It was
a great effort.
We took our money and put it towards the silent auction items, so it went right back into the fund anyway, which is great. Thanks for a great night.
The thing is that if we love supporting community events, and this was just another one of them. The Oscars were on last night. We need to talk about the Oscars. We're going to take a break here because I have some thoughts about what happened at the Academy Awards last night. And they're, believe it or not, they're all good because I am not what you'd call an Academy Award aficionado. If there's someplace else to be or something else to watch, I usually do that. But after watching, last night, watching what happened there at the Academy Awards was really interesting. And in fact,
it backed us up.
It was something you do not expect from Hollywood. This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
Hey there, this is Lou White. Say, listen, Kathleen and I are going to have a big party, and you're all invited. The 31st annual Festa Italiana out there at the Anderson Fairgrounds at Pucera Hall. It's on March 13th. It's on a Saturday. It's going to be good food, good wine. Italians from here, there, and everywhere. And the famous Italian Jeff Applebaum. He's going to be our comedian for that night. It's March 13th. It's $40.
Hi, this is Kathleen. For tickets, give me a call at 359-2078.
Everybody loves a big hit, whether it's a big hit in baseball, in music, or in movies. And in seafood, our own big hit is back. Spectacular seafood specials at Perkins Restaurants. Exciting seafood entrees like our new orange teriyaki tilapia, grilled shrimp with broccoli risotto, and our shrimp basket with crispy no-tail shrimp and fries. Spectacular seafood specials available now, but only for a limited time, so don't wait. Perkins, breakfast is just the beginning.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
The Sundial Film Festival is about to launch, and you won't want to miss the show they have this year. They've expanded their horizons with the introduction of an international films category. Also new this year is a children's film festival with films designed to appeal to the young and the young at heart. And of course, they'll be featuring the works of local talented filmmakers from the state of Jefferson. Films will be showing in two locations, the Cascade Theater, and children's films will be shown at the Turtle Bay Museum. The festival is expanded this year to 3 days of entertainment, March 10th through the 13th. For more information and for online ticket sales, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Don't miss it.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, the home of our Friday town hall meetings. And we loaded it up again Friday with Les Baugh talking about why he wants to continue being supervisor. Finest walk-in humidor in the North State. And Espresso Joe's serves you the coffee that you want at very good prices, and you can go right next door and take your computer out and Wi-Fi yourself into happiness. Yesterday, last night at the Oscars,
the Cascade Theater did a wonderful presentation of the the Oscars, and we also had the dance project, and I was very fortunate to have a gal by the name of Mindy Brandt, who goes between has an office in Burbank and an office in Redding, who sent me, sent us, two sweatshirts and two baseball caps. That's called Oscar, they call it swag or schwag, which is the kind of things that you get from the inside, from an event. And this is not yet for sale on the public market. It was something that you had to have if you worked the event. My best girlfriend and she worked the red carpet. In other words, they do all the lighting and the timing, and they do all that before they do the Oscars and also the red carpet. So we were able to give those away last night. So we had Carl do the presentation for being the fact that there were several shows this year in the movies that were military themed, and so we went down and asked some of the audience members.
Yeah, so we were able to hand out those items to
who
the
had
audience.
Served.
Yeah, the thing that, like I said, the Academy Awards has a tendency at times to be like a self-licking ice cream cone. They make the movies, they honor themselves that way. The reason this year, I believe, was a little bit different was there was the military theme shows that did not show the military in a bad light. It was in the last few years, we've had a number of movies that were just terrible that showed the military as thugs and murderers and et cetera. There's a movie this year called The Hurt
Locker.
Hurt Locker. And it's a story about the explosive ordnance disposal men that work in this job. And the woman, Bigelow, I believe is her name, one who's a director, and the gent that wrote it is a reporter that spent and was embedded in one of these units and came back and wrote the story. And it was a straight down the line, not a right, not a left, but a straight down the line movie. And this movie ends up winning 6 Academy Awards, including Best Director and
Best Picture
of the Year over Avatar. And everybody thought Avatar was a shoo-in for everything. And in fact, I think Avatar might have won maybe
three
Academy Awards. Anyway, but none of the, like what you call the real big ones. Not for writing, not for a, you know, not for the screenplay, not for direction, best picture, or any of that.
I think it was very shocking for people, and it was, you know, it was wonderful to be invited to co-host with Valerie Ng Miller. And I just want to say that I shouldn't be bothered by this, but I am. And I don't know, maybe it's just the Pollyanna in me that just wants to make everybody happy and be liked. But so this morning, you know, of course, we're going through and looking, you know, we go to Reading.com and we look through all the different, you know, press agencies. We go Google News and just stuff that we want to talk about on the show. And Dave Benda had written about the Academy Awards last night. So the first comment from our bloggers is, I'm not sure what Linda Bott with her right-wing political agenda was doing there.
And, you know,
and I mean, so I have to tell
it's obvious that whoever said it has never heard the show or knows Linda.
Or knows me. And so I guess what they're doing is they're attributing the fact that we have, I don't know where that's coming from. It's a radio station because we have conservative people on our show. And I don't know.
Well, it's, you know, we do. We have conservative shows. You know, you've got, we have Dennis Miller. We have Laura Ingraham. We have Michael Savage. Now, Michael Savage is an equal opportunity slammer. Either, you know, either right or left, and Dr. Laura, I guess. So I guess you could say that, you know, there is a, quote, conservative bent to it, but people and I have a, I probably have a more conservative bent than some other people, not as much as other. But here's the bottom line is that, does this mean that you can only have one political viewpoint and support the Academy Awards? If you look at our community is a conservative community, and the fact is that many of the people that went out last night probably would fall into that conservative community area, and you know, so to try to say, oh, we're, you know, you'd have a better turnout if you didn't have the right wing agenda, just shows that this person is ignorant, because one, they haven't listened to the show, they haven't listened to Linda. Because Linda,
they might have heard me sing "God Bless America" or the national anthem, and yes, I am patriotic. So, but he went on to say saying that the Cascade needs to get away from politicizing these types of events if they intend to continue receiving donations from people who don't appreciate mixing art with politics. All for me showing up and emceeing. Okay, we never said a word. All we did was talk about, give away an award for those people who had served in the military, and thank you for your service. And then somebody yelled from the audience, I don't do war.
Well, that's, and they don't, but that's okay, because I don't value war. I have the ability to say that, but the only person being honored, people being honored last night that had to do with this, was the people that fight the wars.
Right.
And let me remind you that the words that the best director said not once but twice was, this film was dedicated to the warriors out there.
Right.
Men and women that were putting their lives on the line every day, which is what we believe in.
Right.
And yes, I realize that probably somebody, you know, that, you know, the gent said, you know, everybody was having a good time, so I don't do war. Well, aren't you glad that other people did so you can say that?
Yeah.
But,
so you can do your...
The thing is, too, is that, it, you know, Hollywood is political, and the Academy Awards are political.
What you try to do is just enjoy it.
What you try to do is keep that out of it, which is what we're doing. Anyway, usually we don't comment on these nameless, faceless comments, but...
But I'm going to, and I'm going to come back after the break. I want to talk about the next person that wrote something that was vindictive for us, for me anyway. Not vindictive,
vindicated.
Vindicated. Thank you very much.
Okay, now
we don't want to be vindictive.
No, and we're not. You know, it's, everybody has a free shot here on our show. Our guest today, you know, as we go on with this, is we've got to see if everybody's coming through today. But today, especially at 8 o'clock, we have the young entrepreneurs. We have young businessmen and women from Reading that are going to come in here and tell us what their ideas are. Tell us about who they are and what their ideas are for the future of Reading. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Homeowners in danger of foreclosure could get some help from the federal government. The Obama administration is beginning a new program next month. Owners behind on their mortgage payments could get $1,500 in relocation assistance if they sell their home at a loss. Happy Meals all around at McDonald's reporting sales up nearly 5% in February. Folks chowing down Chicken McNuggets and various $1 breakfast items. A new worldwide study says women with children make about a third less money than men. One main reason is the moms tend to work part-time as they juggle a job and family responsibilities. And just a few minutes into last night's Academy Awards show, ABC plugged back in to Cablevision's 3 million subscribers in the New York area. A nasty dispute over fees now in the process of being settled. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
He phoned to say, sorry, you didn't get the job. The other shop was $700 cheaper. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He had been a customer for many years, and we want our customers to be customers for life. I could hear the disappointment in his voice. He had placed his trust in us for all these years, and now we were charging him too much. I can't believe they have all the damage listed, I said. Look at the estimate and see if they caught the buckle in the roof. There's nothing about the roof, he said. Did they catch the impact on the wheel? There's nothing about a wheel. If the wheel is damaged and you have a buckle in the roof, it indicates possible frame damage. There's nothing, he said. It's easy to write a cheap repair, give excuses later. We prefer a complete repair. When can I get an appointment, he said. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Yeah, welcome back.
There you go. Sorry. Welcome back.
Free Fire Radio, Carl from the Bot, KCNR 1460.
I thought she was going to go into respect.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to go, re. Hey, you know what blows my mind is this time of year? It doesn't blow my mind because I love weather. Of course, many of you know that. But there's going to be a cold weather system that's going to bring low snow levels to the region this afternoon and evening. Yep. not wearing socks.
No, we neither am I. Are we watching the clouds moving through here? And
another
this is
weather
be a big one.
Another weather system is originating from the Gulf of Alaska and is going to move through the region today, bringing scattered showers and a few thunderstorms to the valley, with snow showers to the higher terrain before it exits to the south and east tonight. Snow levels will lower through the day, ranging from around 2,500 feet in northern mountains to around 4,500 feet in the Sierra Nevada to the north of Yosemite. It's currently 44 degrees out, and there are supposed to be scattered showers. So the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, getting back, it's not a rant. I don't think this is a rant. It's probably just kind of rubs me the wrong way. How's that? Going back to this wonderful evening and the, kind of the, an interesting upset. We all thought that Avatar was going to rake in, and the Catherine Bigelow was the first female woman, ever to win an Academy Award as director. So congratulations there. Hurt Locker earns Best Picture of the Year, Director of the Year. And hats off to Catherine Bigelow for holding that Oscar in her hand and remembering what the storyline and the motivation behind that was, not only her years of the, in the business, but saying to those men and women who have served our country, thank you. And that's very unusual. This could have been her 20-some years, 30-some years ago on the Oscars. And then when she won, when it won Picture of the Year, holding both Oscars in hands and not forgetting the moment that she could go on and, you know, speak about many other things, make sure that she closes her closing statement was, again, thanking those men and women around the world that are representing our country. And, you know, I don't have the words verbatim, but going back to the comments that, that come, the blogs that happen on the Searchlight, and just saying, you know, I don't know what Bot was doing there with her in the Cascade with their white right-wing political agenda, which I guess now I'm attached to the fact that if I show up to do something where I'm supporting the arts, I represent this right-wing political agenda. But I will say thank you to the other comment that says, very revealing to this person. So art is only worth supporting if the right people are associated with it? ? Careful, the left side of you, your slip is showing.
Well, you know, we do on the community events that we support, and I can't remember any time that there's been an agenda brought in for it. It's the fact is that this is what we do. We support our community. We love this community, and if it's a being a judge at a Dutch oven cook-off, or to show up at a fundraiser where we buy tickets and we come in, or to give our time and from the station when sponsoring, we're happy to do that. We've done that from the very beginning, and people that know us know that. So it's just, you know, it's a comment. Like I said, we usually don't make comments on this, but the big thing, or the thing that we saw last night, was kind of a change in the attitude when something like the Hurt Locker wins. It wins every big, it won all the big ones, except Best Actor, and that went to Jeff Bridges. But then you've got, and then the director and the writer of it, who did the original screenplay, all said that. Now.
Well, I've been, and Carl knows this, many of you who know me or know us, I have been in the arts professionally since I was 15 years old. And I will say that, you know, art is art. What is good is good. And, you know, we come from a place, and I know that I come from a place, that I don't care if you're what color you are, what your sexual preference is, and whatever your background is. It's not my business. It's not my place to judge. I'm there to support the art, and we are here to support our community. So, sounds like I'm in a soapbox now, huh?
Okay, I think we've.
Now, what's this about? What are we doing with? You were scanned with some kind of.
There is. We have Dean and Kimberly Miller, and they have a scanner here that we're going to take a break here. So you're going to get scanned, and they're going to come back and explain what it is. To talk about fighting the antioxidants that's in your body.
Oh, it's not one of those traveling body scans.
No, it's not a traveling body scan. Though that could be interesting, too. This is Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Boomer Tech Radio can now be heard at a new time, Saturday afternoons from 2 to 3, right here on KCNR 1460. Every week, we cover what's happening in the world of technology, from the latest discoveries to practical information on using digital cameras and taking the plunge into email and exploring the online world safely. Join us, Bob, Brenda, and Alan, Saturdays 2 to 3 for Boomer Tech Radio, here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. No more Oscars, no more of cooking or...
No, but we'll take a little Thomas Dolby, and she blinded me with science. Speaking of science...
We have Kimberly Miller here, and Kimberly is talking about... She's got a new process that's just... I guess it's not entirely new, but it's kind of starting throughout the United States right now.
That's true. In fact, we don't have this technology anywhere in the North State. The closest technology that we have is Medford, Oregon. It's over 100 miles away.
And now, what does this do exactly?
This is a biophotonic scanner, and it's based on technology that won a Nobel Prize for Physics in 1930. And what this scanner does is measure your current availability to fight antioxidants, which is basically what we know as the aging process.
Okay.
Or, excuse me, to fight free radicals.
Okay.
I said antioxidants, but that's not what I meant. What I meant was to fight free radicals. And free radicals create oxidation, which we call aging. And Americans hate wrinkles more than they hate death. We don't want to age. Am I right, Linda?
Well, it's pretty true. I think we all do what we can to fight those age spots.
Well, free radicals come in lots of forms. Pollution, sometimes the foods that we eat, alcohol, smoking, flying in an airplane, just being out, sitting in front of your computer, we're bombarded by free radicals. So what this biophotonic scanner does is measure the amount of carotenoids that you have in your body. And carotenoids have an extra electron that allow us to fight 20 times more free radicals than a basic antioxidant.
No. Well, once you do the test, then what happens? Okay, well, you're 10%, you're 40%, then what?
Well, it's good to know because that means you need to change your lifestyle. You either need to increase the amount of antioxidants that you're consuming through your diet, lots of fruits and vegetables. We're supposed to have 8 to 12 servings of those a day. That's a lot. It's a grocery cart full.
That's like three big cans of V8 juice.
At least. And then absorption is part of it, too. You know, how much are you actually absorbing?
So it's like a machine with a computer.
It's about the size of a toaster. It's attached to a computer. And what it does is it uses a cool blue light laser, and it excites the molecules that are the carotenoids in your skin. And when it excites them, it bounces them back, and the computer reads the number of antioxidants and the amount of molecules that are excited there.
How'd you get involved with this?
That's a great question. Since 1992, I've been teaching continuing education to dental professionals. And I'm a dental hygienist. I travel all over the country, do hands-on, in-office, clinical, and management training. And our clients have been asking us since 1979 for something that actually is a measurable way we can recommend health products to our patients, supplements, some types of nutrients. And we've never found anything until now. And now there's this actual quantitative way of measuring what the level of antioxidants you have in your body are. So it tells you if your supplements and your dietary and your habits are working.
Now, I understand you tested Carl. Where were you?
I actually hung out for a few hours down here on Saturday morning, and I tested anybody that would walk through the door, basically.
Really?
I hung around waiting for you, but I missed you. So we'll get you scanned this morning.
Okay.
But I'll tell you the question that I get most.
It doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt. It's pain-free. You don't feel anything. But the question that I get asked most often is, come on, this is a gimmick, right? So what's the gimmick here? Well, there is no gimmick. It's based on, like I said, established sound medical technology that's been around and being used in medicine for years and years.
There's a number of people that write in the brochure that comes with it that are PhDs and medical doctors that talk about this, that on what it does and how it works and what it measures. And this is the kind of thing is, you know, we don't do these things. We don't usually bring on this, but it's a small business that's here in town.
Yes.
And it also is something that that is starting, you know, it's starting in different parts of the country. And it's kind of an interesting concept. And again, it's something that you need to probably, everybody needs to gain as much, you know, gain information about it.
Sure.
And not just from you and naturally not from us because we're not experts in it. So how do they get information?
If I can, I'll give out my phone number and my email. We're currently developing our website for this, but my name again is Kimberly Miller, and my phone number is 530-223-3665, and my email is krmjpconsultants@hotmail.com.
So how long have you been working with this instrument?
With this instrument, in our company, we've been working with this for about 6 months.
Okay.
Now, you get graded in this, and you can go from literally
10,000 up to 100,000.
And what's this? 10,000 what?
It's what it's measuring is how much molecular excitement happened in your skin when that blue light laser got those carotenoids, those antioxidants, excited. So what it's doing is measuring how many antioxidants in your skin got excited back.
Well, and they put the little blue laser light on your palm of your hand, and that gets it excited. If you really want to get excited, have a little red laser dot hit you in the middle of the chest, and then you get real excited.
That must be something you know about. I don't know anything about those lights.
Usually it's attached, the other end is attached to something not nice.
Exactly.
But,
so we're going to take a break, and when we go to break, you're going to do the hand test.
I'm going to scan you, Linda.
Okay.
All righty.
I'll tell you right now, I scored big time on this one.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I can see the competition starting already.
Carl,
I don't know his number either.
Yeah. Carl, well, yeah, you do. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Boomer Tech Radio can now be heard at a new time, Saturday afternoons from 2 to 3, right here on KCNR 1460. Every week, we cover what's happening in the world of technology from the latest discoveries to practical information on using digital cameras and taking the plunge into email and exploring the online world safely. Join us, Bob, Brenda, and Alan, Saturdays 2 to 3 for Boomer Tech Radio, here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
How much would you pay for a juicy, tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details. Get in the program and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll get 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In our last segment here, it's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll finish up this segment with Kim and talk a little bit about this and scores. And then we'll have our news and kick off with our Young Entrepreneurs Week. So, all right.
All this week we have the future of Reading. Some of our wonderful business owners here that have either left and come back. But, you know, stay tuned because at 8 o'clock we've got a couple heavy hitters here. It'll be fun. Anyway, I put my hand on the machine at the break.
Yes, you did.
Tell us what happened.
Well, Linda, you scored just about what I scored the first time I went on. You scored 16,000 and I scored 17. And the bottom end is 10,000. So you and I both need to work on our free radical fighting capabilities. Now, Carl, on the other hand, on Saturday, scanned. What'd you scan?
43,000. I was up to the B's there.
Yeah, who he says, got a B.
Who says ho-hos don't work?
Well, now let's not give everybody the wrong impression.
No,
but
no.
Exactly what that measured is how available your carotenoids are to fight free radical damage.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that does make sense because, you know, since we've started the job here, we're trying to find our momentum. We're working 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, and you need to rest. You need to eat right. And I know the difference. I feel the difference.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Well, it's the it's like anybody though. It's any business or it's any in today's market in today's economy. You've just got to work harder.
And Carl's a warrior,
which is what we do. And there's and we probably your body is a different makeup anyway. Her body's different than mine, as is different from yours. So
exactly.
Some people, because other people we had on the show, and we're not going to mention their names because
see this little card?
But they are have shows here, they scored up in the 60s,
yes.
So which put them really high. But they are people that live healthy. I mean, we know that's their shows, living healthy.
Right, right. Some of your Saturday morning guests.
Oh, yeah.
That,
I mean,
right?
they're all up there, you know, in the 60s. So what they're preaching, obviously, is working.
Well, I'll tell you one of the things I've noticed most about this scanner is that it really creates some behavior modification. Nobody likes to get a bad grade. We're very driven by scores. Nobody likes to have a high body mass index or a bad score. And, boy, when I got my low score in November, I was all about wanting to increase that score. And I've really worked on getting my antioxidant levels up, and my score is up to 39,000 now. So it's a measurable, quantifiable way of knowing whether or not you're fighting the aging process well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and again, this is something that we, if you're interested in this, that we're going to give out that email address again, and that email address is?
It's KRM, those are my initials, jpconsultants@hotmail.com.
So basically what this tells you is that after you get graded, it's like, wow, I really need to step up with my vegetables and my vitamin intake and...
And it's more than vitamin intake. It's actually the specific types of supplements that are going to increase your antioxidant levels. Anything, the beta carotenes, the lycopenes, lots, you know, blueberries, anything with color in it. And it's getting the supplements all the way out to the largest organ of your body,
well,
your
thank
skin.
You. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For the inspiration and, you know, gee.
Yeah, and if you're
salads,
yeah, and like I said, you know, you will be seeing more on this in different venues. I believe there's some other media groups that will be doing stories on this too.
Yes, there is.
And so you'll be able to see it in action. And but when Kim called us with her husband Dean about this, I thought, you know, it's worth taking a look at. And usually, in fact, 99.9% of the time, people that call us to have, you know, talk about something like that on the show, we don't do it. But I found this interesting. And again, it's not one of those things. We do not endorse anything like that. However, I think you need to, you know, do your research, but also drop Kim an email at krmconsulting@hotmail.com.
Well, that was almost right.
What'd I say?
KRM.
KRM.
JP Consultants.
Oh, I missed out the JP.
Yeah, jpconsultants@hotmail.com.
Okay.
We're talking the March of 8th, or 8th of March.
8th of March.
Yeah, Bob's looking at me like, what?
I understood what she meant.
Yeah, because my free radicals are low right now. It's the March of 8th, or 8th of March, 7:57 in the morning, currently 46 degrees. It's supposed to be rainy today. You know, we have varied, you know, it's so funny when you look between sources, you know, you get variations, but, it's, cloudy and it's supposed to be thunderstorms and snowing later on at the higher elevations, but, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Coming up at 8 o'clock, just around after Fox News,
we will have the beginning of our Entrepreneur Week, Young Entrepreneur Week with Ryan Denham and Katrina Eliana. And I probably mispronounced that, both of whom. Our guests this week are the young businessmen and women of Reading. Some, as Linda has said, have left Reading and then come back. Others have been here their whole lives. And the reason we were excited about this is we went to a Rotary Club where we spoke one time. And we started talking afterwards with these young business people. They have some great ideas. They have some very positive outlooks on Reading and how we can change Reading, how we can make Reading more economically viable, I guess you could say, how to open up new businesses. And this is our future, my friends. These young men and women are our future, and we need to hear what they're saying. We need to hear their ideas. And in many cases, we need to get behind those ideas. And let you know, these are going to be our future spokesmen of Reading. You know, we have some wonderful spokespeople right now for Reading. But it's, you know, but these are that next generation, and we need to get to know them. Now, have we got a lock on everyone in Reading? Of course not. But that's why we try to showcase businesses every week, too, of younger people that and established businesses to say, okay, this is what Reading's about. Here's a business. How can we help each other here in our community? Which, when you get right down to it, is what community radio is all about. And that will start right after our news at about 8:05. Later on this week, too, on Friday, we have Jim Reed, who is the Democratic challenger for the congressional district. We'll be running against either Pete Stiglitz or Wally Herger in November. We'll have him on Friday so he'll be able to ask him the questions. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He says he's trying to protect us from insurance companies. President Obama taking his case for health care reform to Arcadia University outside Philadelphia, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
Dave, the president's about to deliver more warnings about letting insurance companies continue to hike rates and drop customers who get sick. He'll quote one insurance broker who told investors there's so little competition in the business, companies are okay with people being priced out of the market because they'll just keep raising rates on remaining customers. And Dave, President Obama will ask the crowd how much more do premiums have to increase before we do something about it.
Now, Rich, they picket military funerals, cheering the deaths of soldiers. Is that legal? The Supreme Court's going to weigh in. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz explains live from Washington.
This is a case that really tests the extreme limits of freedom of speech. A Kansas church with a message that God hates America because of its sinfulness. They protest at the funerals of fallen U.S. servicemen to say their deaths prove their point. Albert Snyder sued when they showed up at his son's funeral, and a jury awarded him damages. But an appeals court threw it out, saying the speech is protected by the Constitution. The question, whether such extreme speech is protected, even when it's directed at people at their most vulnerable. Dave?
Micah, candlelight vigils planned tonight in Escondido, California for 14-year-old Amber Dubois. Her remains ID'd yesterday. A suspect could be someone who is in charge with killing a 17-year-old girl in the same area. A condemned killer in Ohio may have tried to execute himself before the state can do it tomorrow. Lawrence Reynolds Jr. found unconscious in his cell.
We suspect at this time self-injurious behavior, possibly an attempted overdose.
Prison spokeswoman Julie Walburn says they can only give him a lethal injection tomorrow if he recovers enough to be released from the hospital. She was born before the turn of the last century. Mary Josephine Ray, dead in New Hampshire at age 114, the oldest person in America. That title now belongs to Neva Morris from Iowa, who's just 78 days younger than Ray. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents A Word from Mike Rowe.
Save.
Thank you. For Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service, this has been A Word from Mike.
Wait a minute. That's not all I wanted to say. I wanted to talk about the service departments at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. You know, I wanted to talk about trust, confidence, expertise.
Well, go ahead.
All right. Look, the people I know want to keep their cars running as well as they can for as long as they can. It makes sense, right? Well, the way you do that is you take care of it at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships.
And?
Right, and save. You can also save there.
The Works Fuel Saver Package is a Motocraft Premium Synthetic Blend Oil and Filter Change, tire rotation, and comprehensive multi-point inspection, including battery tests, check of belts and hoses, and more. Just $29.95 or less at your California Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership after $10 rebate.
Can't beat that with a stick. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership for mail-in rebate details through 32710.
Rockies voted, then didn't. In yesterday's elections, Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's live in Baghdad, where the counting continues.
Dave, turnout was 62%. According to Iraq's Electoral Commission, it's higher than last year's provincial elections, but lower than 2005's national vote. Nearly 300,000 Iraqis voted overseas. Now political parties have 3 days to file complaints, if they have any, which the Electoral Committee can review over 10 days. Results of the actual election winners could take several days. Formation of the new government could take months. Dave?
According to U.S. General Ray Odierno, says the U.S. combat troop pullout still on plan in Iraq for September the 1st. 17-mile stretch of I-70 in western Colorado closed after a rock slide at midnight punched gaping holes in a bridge, left big boulders on the highway, but nobody was hurt. And the big Oscar winner is...
The Hurt Locker.
Winning 6 Academy Awards on ABC, from Best Picture to Best Director.
There's no other way to describe it. It's the moment of a lifetime.
Catherine Bigelow, the first woman to ever win that Oscar. And the actor and actress winners were first-timers, too. Jeff Bridges won for Crazy Heart, remembering his famous dad, Lloyd.
Sitting me on his bed and teach me all of the basics of acting for a role in Sea Hunt.
Sandra Bullock won Best Actress for The Blind Side.
To everyone who was mean to me,
when it wasn't felt like George Clooney threw me in a pool years ago. I'm still holding a grudge.
Christoph Waltz and Monique, they won for supporting roles. Now, not everyone saw all of the Oscars. A dispute between WABC and Cablevision kept viewers in the dark in New York.
WABC's phone hotline saying this.
Cablevision says they can't afford to pay ABC 7. But we can give you almost 8 billion reasons why that is just not true.
But the two companies reached a last-minute deal 13 minutes into the highly rated Oscar show.
That's Jeff Manasso, who says the deal's still being finalized. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR Shasta Redding. We need to say that at least once an hour or the FCC rolls down and asks us why. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, that, you know, the last hour, if you were tuning in a little bit late, we talked about the weekend, which was just an assortment of different things that we do. But the other part then, of course, was about the Academy Awards, and it was like a new face of the Academy Awards, and we enjoyed talking a little bit about that with the I guess even surprise winner that they had. Everybody thought Avatar would walk away with it. Our major focus this week is business in Reading, but business in Reading via the thoughts and the vision of our young entrepreneurs. And so for the next 4 days, we're going to have two of our young entrepreneurs on the show, and we're gonna first of all get to know who they are, but then let's find out what they think is the future of Reading.
So good morning.
And our guests today are
Katrina Eliante and Ryan Denham. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
So is it Eliante or Aliante?
Eliante.
Okay, Eliante.
Good morning.
With an E.
Well, you know,
hey, Katrina.
So, and it's very nice to have you here and to kick off our week. This is really exciting for us because it shows for our great North State just the energy and the exuberance of things that are happening in what could sometimes people look at maybe a bleak economy or they get depressed and they think, you know, gee, not much is happening. We can't move forward. We need to move out of Reading because there's something that maybe, you know, a little bit more positive energy, you know, in maybe Southern California, Northern California. So let's start with you, Katrina. You're here. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing.
I'm with Nationwide Payment Solutions, and it's a family business. So I've been in Northern California for almost 10 years now, and the time has flown by. And somewhere along that line of the 10 years, because I was a hesitant Southern California transplant, I fell in love with the area. And I guess when you fall in love with something, you take ownership of that. And that's what I've done. I kind of feel like I grew up in business in Reading, and I want to give back to that and support what I believe kind of I grew with. Now, my business, Nationwide Payment Solutions, we provide credit card processing to thousands now, merchants throughout the North State, and actually as far as Southern California. Now, our company is national throughout the nation, but we focus here locally to not just be some national company, but to be high-touch local service, providing services to other local companies like SJ Denham.
We use the services. They're great to work with.
Thanks.
So, in other words, if we had clients that wanted to pay with credit card, we would see a company like yourself.
Exactly. And what we do is we don't just come in and say, oh, look, here's some cheap rates. I can set you up with credit card processing, have a nice life, God bless your business. But because I see myself as more of a long-term partner in the community, I love to see things grow. I'm like a nurturer, and I love to see some businesses, especially working with Chamber for years too, see some people start out. They don't, you know, they're maybe a little nervous, and they're not sure of things, and then everyone coming around and providing what they provide, just me being a small part of that, and seeing them, their sales increase by 30% just in taking credit cards alone, and seeing them grow, and that's what we do. It's a custom solution. It's not, here you go, you have to accept credit cards because it's a method of payment, but it's actual custom solutions, things that people might not really think about on their own.
Okay. All right. Let's turn to the other side here. It's Ryan Denham, and you have a name that's well-known around town, but maybe you're not as well-known. So tell us about yourself.
Well, born and raised in Reading, went through all the Reading schools.
actually moved back in December of 2000. And at that point, I thought prior to that, I wanted to live in the big city, raise a family in the big city, sit in traffic. I thought that would be great. And then decided I wanted to get married, come back home, and had the opportunity to join my dad in December of 2000. And I would help oversee with my dad SJ Denham Chrysler Jeep and our other businesses here in Reading. And I'm just very excited to be back in Reading, be third generation in a family business that's been actually in Reading since 1945. So wow. Very proud to be here.
Okay. You know, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk, kind of get into what our plans are today is what you all see is going on right now, and then what you see as could be some ways of fixing or assisting this, and then the future here. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Here speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation. Dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Tired of driving to big box pharmacies in town just to wait 15 minutes in line to talk to a real person? Then come to Palisadro Pharmacy, where you usually get your prescription and you're on your way in about 10 minutes. Owner Dean Wolford takes pride in his prompt personal service. Palisadro Pharmacy has a great selection of cards and OTC products, including Burt's Bees. Ask about their 10% off senior discount and free mailing. Experience what fast personal service used to be at Palisadro Pharmacy, south of Cedar Tree Restaurant off Highway 44 on Deschutes Road.
All right, all right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
Boy, that commercial was really apropos, was it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Buy local, stay local.
Oh, that's what we talk about here, and that's
keep it local.
We push that, of course. Our guests today are Katrina Aliante.
Very good.
And Ryan.
Good morning again.
And Ryan somebody. Okay, Ryan Denham. You know, we're talking today. This is our week, Monday through Thursday, for our young entrepreneurs. Okay, you work for Nationwide and, of course, Denham Automotive. And, okay, let's start with Katrina. Katrina, what do you see as the conditions right now in Reading for business?
I know that everything around the nation is bleaker than it was several years ago, and I think places like Reading, more rural communities, obviously take more of a hit of that. But something that I've experienced in this town is the fact that for our size, I think we're unique in the fact that for almost 100,000 people in the greater Reading community, I think we're kind of like a bigger small town or a smaller big town. I don't know how to word that, but it doesn't really matter how large it gets. We kind of still, per capita, know each other a little bit better and are a little bit more involved. And I think that we're all about helping each other out. And so I think that that's the beautiful thing about being a community is even though things may be a little bit more bleak, I'm seeing companies struggle, but we're all able to help each other out and make concessions and kind of pull ourselves up as a community.
You know, we've made that comment before that it's even though you're 100,000, it's like a small town. It is a small mm-hmm. town here. And the fact is that word of mouth. And,
yeah.
And, you know, and I'm not just saying it, but radio and this comes, I mean, it has, a larger impact.
I think people have your back here.
They do.
Maybe it's, and that encourages Carl and I, too, is that, you know, you really need to know who your neighbors are.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tendency to come and go and not really, you know, I mean, we know who our neighbors are on the right, but and across the street, we did a Christmas thing, but I mean, know your block. And, you know, help each other out. But that really is the beautiful thing, like Carl is saying, just to back that up, is that's one of the reasons that we've decided to make Reading our home. And we're here to stay. Now, Ryan, you left and then you came back. We love the story about, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit to go out to the big city and, you know, graduate from college and go out there and slay them and then decide, you know what, I'm going to raise my family and go back where I was raised. And so what do you think is the future's what's happening here with the future in Reading for you?
Well, I think, well, the future for us is very bright. We've just acquired the Nissan franchise from Shass Nissan Subaru, and we're looking to be able to grow our business. We obviously believe we have a very sustainable business model. We've been in business for over 65 years in Reading, so we've seen this come and go. This recession's a little bit different. And what we really see with the consumer, because we see the consumer making either the largest or the second largest purchase of their lives, being a home's normally the largest, we're seeing that people want to shop, people like the structures, but what they don't have is they don't have the confidence right now to know that they're going to have a job down the road to continue to make payments. So what people need to start seeing is job creation. To believe that, you know what, I believe there's going to be job growth. I believe I can be confident to go out and spend money. And that's what we need to continue to see happen in the Reading area.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that we want to tell our listeners, please do email us. If you have questions for Katrina or for Ryan this morning, we're going to be here with them for till the end closing of the show at 9 o'clock. Do email us at linda@kcnr1460.com. It's coming right over the internet. I'd be glad to relay your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, we're streaming, of course, at KCNR 1460. The car industry, you know, as you just mentioned, really is taking some hits this year. The fact that you're able to thrive, stay going in this shows a, you know, great business plan and the ability to move forward. When you look at Reading, as we just asked Katrina, what do you think of the business climate right here, Ryan?
You know, I certainly think today compared to a year or two ago, there's certainly a spirit or a wanting to cooperate with government, with business. I think during certainly down cycles, government sees the value that business provides the community, jobs, you know, revenue to the different government entities. And I think things like, you know, I was on the Radical 10 and 10 committee that was headed up by Kent Degg with the Shasta Builders Exchange, and there was great support within the city of Reading to push a lot of those initiatives forward. So I think in years past where maybe there was some pushback from private industry, I think that local government is now looking at things saying, you know what, maybe we can partner on some of these things and grow together.
You know, one of our guests last week, Nick Webb, was on, and he offered the city of Reading a deal back, I guess, 5 or 6 years ago, and it had to do with Stillwell Park and Stillwater, and it was turned down. And I can't help but think if he had offered the same deal today, they would have leaped all over. And what it essentially was is, and I'm, you know, being very, in very broad terms here, was them giving him a piece of land out there, which is one of the Radical 10 ideas, is mm-hmm. give away that first piece, and then he was going to bring in business. What was turned down 5 years ago? I can't help but think that maybe they would look at it a little bit differently now mm-hmm. that the bubble has burst and that we're, you know, we're out there on jobs. You know, we got to take a quick break, and we kind of come back as we've talked about, you know, how people don't have confidence that they're going to have jobs. So they're kind of hunkering down, seeing what's going on. They're kind of holding this. But what is, and then we'll come back and say, well, what's your idea to expand the jobs? What kind of marketing, what kind of businesses do you see that are coming, that could come to Reading? Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The Founding Fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll get 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop down there off Athens, D.C., Tim, and the Mysterious Haircutter. They are not stylists. You will not find gel. You will not find hairspray. You will not find a hair dryer there. Don't plan on getting your nails done because they will laugh you out of the shop. This is a barbershop. You go down there, you get your hair cut. They shave around your neck, around your ears. It's man's last stronghold. Gents, get your hair cut there. Also, mom, take your son down there, drop him off. Let him read the magazines, Guns and Ammo, you know, all the ones, the Car and Driver, those kind of things. It's a great way to bond.
If you're just tuning in, I love it. If you're just tuning in.
This is our new sponsor.
Well, you know, this is
Carl. Love these guys.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, by the way. Free Fire Radio. The time is 8:23 in the morning. You're listening to KCNR 1460. We're taking your call, 605-4567. Our guests today are Katrina Aliente and Ryan Denham.
Okay, let's go to the, Katrina, it's your turn here. Jobs. What do you see as a way of bringing business in here, or businesses that could thrive in Reading if we could get them here?
businesses that could thrive. You know, I think that it's a little difficult in an economic downturn, but one thing that I always have thought was a little untapped was the recreation. With the vast resources that we have around us, we've got the Mount Shasta Board and Ski Park, and we've got a lot around us, but I'd like to see a little bit more outdoor recreation, outdoor stuff, guide services, things like that. I think that will flourish here, and I think as far as bringing tourism and business here, I think if we build up that industry, which is a great resource we have that a lot of communities our size don't have, I think that could bring a lot of business in. But regardless of business type, I think businesses that are going to flourish here are going to come up, and either locals or people coming in are going to make that happen. But I think the biggest thing is that to create jobs, we make sure the businesses we have stay, and they're able to stay in business. I've lost most of my business has not been lost to competition in the past several years. It's been lost to the economy and people literally going out of business, or everybody across the board I'm seeing, because I look at what the businesses are bringing in, is down 30% across the board. So I think if we're able to, like with my business, I'm able to save a lot of people hundreds or thousands of dollars every month. That could be part of what keeps them in business and keeps them employing people.
How can you help them save that kind of money?
What I do is I take a look at the credit card statements that they get. I take a custom look at the kind of cards they get. I don't just throw a rate out there. But what a lot of people don't realize is in Visa, MasterCard, and Discover alone, there's over 300 different card types. So a lot of business people, they're not supposed to take the time to be experts at that. So that's what I do. And I take a look at how they're accepting cards via the internet, credit card machine, whatever they're doing with check processing, all of that, and I put together a custom package to what's right for them, and doing it right when they don't even realize maybe doing it wrong for them can save them the hundreds or thousands of dollars that can keep them in business longer.
Okay, Ryan, your idea. What's your idea of that, you know, some businesses that could thrive here, or how to keep the businesses that are here stronger?
You know, I think what we need to continue to look at is what the barriers of entry are to business, as well as what the costs are just to doing business every day, and we need to be able to take a hard, objective look at it and sit down and say, you know, can these things be changed? Can they be modified? What do these things cost as far as people not being able to be employed or have jobs? And I don't know if it's a coalition between business and local government to take a look at that, or what the best way is to do along those lines, but really to take a hard look at just the numbers, the barriers to entry, and say, what of these things can we change, modify, or correct to make it easier to do business in Redding, California?
You know, one of the questions we had was, you know, for like in the Planning Commission and others, every time I ask every city council member and the Board of Supervisors the same question. When's the last time you went through all the rules and regulations that we have on the books and literally see which ones that are still good instead of passing new ones? And Leonard, I'm not sure which one of our guests said this, but it was very truthful, said, it's, you know, we have a tendency to pass new laws and new regulations and to add things on than to go back and go through these hundreds, and I mean literally hundreds of rules and regulations and laws that we have and fix that. Do you see any way of forcing our city and or our local government, city, county, to do something like this?
Well, I don't know if you can force it per se, but I think what you're seeing is it's somewhat happening on its own. You know, as there is less business, less jobs, there's less revenue into the local governments, and they're being forced to make choices, which are all very hard choices because they affect people's livelihood. So I think that's forcing them to look at a lot of these things and saying, you know, can we continue just to cut, or how do we look to grow with the business community? And I think that's what is starting to take place in Northern California.
So, what would be a rule or regulation that you would change? Do you have any one in mind, or one that could be, I don't know, lessened, you know, maybe fees, things like that? We've been told of stories where people will buy a piece of property for $165,000 to start a business, and their fees will go up to $85,000 for just for just building there. I don't know if that's a way of lessening it. I don't know if that's a way of helping to bring business in or to expand business.
I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have the year 2011 to say, all of you who would like to start a business in Redding, whatever the fees are going to be to start, we're cutting them in half. And or you get your first year tax-free. Just get your feet on the ground. Let's get you in the building. Will you... Of all people, Ryan, would know that with the cars, let's just get you in the car. What do we? Let's make it right. happen for you. You're going to love this experience. That's where you get your loyal customers.
Exactly.
We're going to work with you. We're going to bend with who you are. We're going to make it affordable, make it work for you.
Exactly. Well, and one thing that we're taking a look at, if I can put a plug in for our Radical 10 and 10 committee, we're starting the middle of this month, myself, as well as working with Frank Strazzarino at the Chamber of Commerce. We're starting a program funded by the new car dealers as well as other entities that if you buy your new car in Reading between now and the 3rd of July, you'll have a chance at winning $10,000 cash. So one more reason to shop local, but also another reason maybe for people from the outside community to come into Reading to shop. We're hoping
I think we need to make a concerted effort to have our locals and tell them, you know, you may see that there's a slightly better deal someplace else. But every time you do that, the potholes in front of your house, don't complain. Because you've gone someplace else to buy something, and when you could do it here.
Shop Reading.
Okay, we've got to take a break here in a couple of seconds. We come back. We want to talk again. Expanding businesses, new ideas for that. What you would see as a climate for expanding businesses as we have right now. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our lines here are 605-4567. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. President Obama now making another push for health care reform. He's at a town hall meeting outside Philadelphia. Let's listen in.
You want people in Washington to spend a little less time worrying about our jobs, a little more time worrying about your jobs. Despite all the challenges we face, two wars, the aftermath of a terrible recession.
Republicans still saying the president should start over on health care reform with the president, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. She's written insurance company CEOs asking them to justify their latest premium increases. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden our month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Hi, this is Trudy Pratt. Have you tried the new Air Park Cafe lately?
Owner Cindy Norris is known for her veggie scramble. It includes hash browns and toast for $6.50. It's my favorite breakfast in Reading. Airpark Cafe is located at Benton Airpark, where Gold Street meets Airpark Drive. The hours at the Airpark are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 in the morning to 2 p.m., and on Sundays a bit shorter, from 7:30 in the morning until 1:30 p.m. Come and watch the planes land at the Airpark Cafe.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest, Katrina Aliante, and Ryan Denham. We're talking business here, and from a somewhat decidedly younger group than is in, you might say, City Hall. Anyway, okay, we were talking about how business, how we can kind of raise the barriers or things that we could do to make business easier. Katrina.
Well, getting back to what you were talking about as far as business influencing government, I know the Chamber of Commerce, who I've worked with for years, literally since I was 18, right out of high school, and who do they do a great job with that. I know Frank works with that all the time. But another group that I've seen come up that aren't just business people is the Reading Tea Party Patriots, and just the tea parties in general. And I was able to be a founder of that back this summer and to see so many different people just come up, and it's totally self-led. We're in six different meeting places or six different cities every single week in four counties, Modoc, Siskiyou, Tama, and Shasta. And to see them go up, and you know, we were just talking on the break about the ideas of legislation that the city council was going to pass that we didn't think was a good idea. And the Tea Party Patriots were the ones watching that, being watchdogs, just about 1,000 to 1,500 people in the community, business people and other members of the community who say, hey, I want to watch this. And they say, I don't think this is a good idea. This is going to cost us more money, which obviously is going to raise fees, hurt business down the road. And they watch that. So I know that we've got groups on that. We've got a local politics group. I think it meets every Wednesday. They're on that. And they watch that. And they do that for Reading. And that's one thing that's going to, when there are going to be things coming up, you know, in the business that's going to affect business that the city and county or state maybe is going to be doing, I know that the Tea Party is watching that.
And as we have pointed out that as far as groups, we encourage all groups, no matter what their persuasion, to get involved in politics and to get involved at City Hall, because, you know, there's just too much. It's too important not to be involved, to make your vote count, and to let them know what you think. And in some cases, you know, a organized group of people will come in there and say, this is wrong. And things will change. And I've seen that happen with just community groups also, mm-hmm. and without even a political bent to it. So, again, it's getting in there. So that the government of our city can be pushed. Not pushed. That's not the right word. They can have a lot. When they get a lot of comment, if they get a lot of recommendations, they can't help but listen to that in many cases.
No, and I think they want to. Yeah. I mean, they're good people. They're members of our community as well. Yeah. And I think it's something that, as Americans, as a democratic republic, we know we're all involved in the process. It's of, by, and for the people. We can't just be asleep and let the few people who we elected make all the decisions. We have to help make the decisions with them.
So you've been there since the very beginning for the Tea Party.
Yeah, I have.
Here in Reading. So what do you say to somebody who might be tuning in right now that thinks that the Tea Party, you know how there is a stigma attached for some that thinks that it's just a bunch of right-wing crazy people? Let's talk about, you know, you've been there from the inside. Why would somebody want to show up to a Wednesday meeting? Inspire us.
Well, the Wednesday meetings are local politics. Our main meetings are Monday. Tonight, we're actually having Barbara Albee come. She's running for the State Board of Equalization. She's currently the chief deputy for our area, District 2, the Board of Equalization, District 2. And she's going to be speaking and educating on a lot of things. I think people should come for education. If you're someone who you think maybe doesn't have the kind of ideals or interests that you would think you would stereotype or think the Tea Party would have, just come and be educated.
That's good. And that's why we have you guys on today, because we want to educate our, you know, our listeners as far as, you know, don't be down about what's happening with our business. Here's the new inspiration. These are people who are got their feet deep in business here in town. We've got Katrina Aliante and Ryan Denham. And Ryan, you're on the Radical 10.
Which, by the way, when you say Radical 10, that right there gets everybody's attention.
Right. And Radical refers to the ideas.
Okay.
Because when you look at the people on Radical 10, you're thinking, these are just not my ideas, a wild-eyed radicals running around town. You know, I just can't see him running down the street with tie-dyed clothes and throwing things at police.
Absolutely not. So absolutely not. And it was a great committee to be on. You know, really, what Kent brought together some different people in the community was to say, you know, we can do one of two things. We can either sit back and wait and see what happens, and not do anything and watch what happens, or we can get out there, try some ideas. Maybe they don't all work, but you know what? If some of them do work, which we do believe they will, mm-hmm. then we're going to make Northern California and Redding a better place to be as we come out of this recession.
Do you think we need a four-year, we have Simpson, but do you think we need a four-year college, the University of California type here, university? Do you think it makes a difference?
In my opinion, absolutely. I think it brings a whole new cultural diversity to the area. I think it brings a lot of fantastic paying jobs. It makes Redding more of a destination than it is already. And I think, you know, people with, especially like Katrina referred to, the recreation would be a great place to go to school. I mean, no one would ever skip to go to the lake.
You know, we're going to take a break in a couple minutes. But one of the other things, too, is when we start talking about the education, that our students that leave here, and many of them do go on to college, when they go off, it's getting them back. You know, one of the ideas I heard was that we take any university graduate, and it shouldn't be just any, but they were talking about the universities, any colleges graduates like that, that has a good idea, that has a solid idea for a business, that we encourage them to come here. We give them tax breaks. We have empty places in this town that we could put them in and mm-hmm. help them with the rent, mm-hmm. and give them this and give them a leg up for the first couple of years, and bring in our 20-year-olds and our 30-year-olds, get them started. And if they bring in 25 or 30 businesses, what if even 15 of them make it? You know, and they're hiring, they start off with two or three or four, you know, and at some point could have 500. Small business is the backbone of hiring, of employment anyway. But see, these are the kind of ideas and, you know, that I've heard, from different people to try and jumpstart us here. But it's going to take a coalition of business people and the government and people in the community to make this work. Just an aside here, we have to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hey there, this is Lou White. Say, listen, Kathleen and I are going to have a big party, and you're all invited. The 31st annual Festa Italiana out there at the Anderson Fairgrounds at Pucera Hall. It's on March 13th. It's on a Saturday. It's going to be good food, good wine. Italians from here, there, and everywhere. And the famous Italian Jeff Applebaum, he's going to be our comedian for that night. It's March 13th. It's $40.
Hi, this is Kathleen. For tickets, give me a call at 359-2078.
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Good morning, Reading. This is the 8th of March. Whoa. Your feet are just hitting the floor. It's 8:44 in the morning.
If your feet are just hitting the floor.
That means that, you know, some people don't work till 9, or they're just getting up, or maybe it's Monday.
I remember doing that one time. My feet didn't hit the floor. I think I've been wounded, though. So
oh, gosh. 605-4567 is the hotline here. We're taking your calls, and it's 47 degrees. Supposed to be, well, let me see. Let me look at this. What's that second? Okay. A cold weather storm will bring low snow levels to the region this afternoon and evening. Another weather system originating from the Gulf of Alaska will move through the region today, bringing scattered showers and a few thunderstorms to the valley with snow showers to the higher terrains. So,
if you're going to higher terrains, put your snow tires on.
Like I said, I don't have socks on today. I'm thinking it's sunny out. It was a phenomenal weekend. It was a great weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
And it is. It's we've had a number of our friends and other people that have heard about him on the show have gone up there, and no one that I know of has ever been.
By the way,
right?
On the 15th of April, they are having Show Shine Wine and Dine up there, and it's going to be a wonderful day where they're going to have 50 show cars, hamburgers,
and special surprise guests.
It's the first time we are announcing it today, but we're going to be talking to you about it. We'll see you up there.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is the best thing, and I kind of wish that everybody could hear, like, in between on the breaks, because a lot of great things are said. Ryan, tell us about what you were talking about, the telecommuting, and how that could be a huge thing here.
Yeah, one thing that we've talked about, and actually I see quite a bit of it up in Mount Shasta, where we also have a business, but a lot of people, what they want to do is they want the job with the benefits of the high-tech industry, and they don't want to have to live in the high-tech world that's crowded and too busy for their lifestyle and for their families. So something that we talked about during the break that really should be marketed strongly out there is telecommuting. You know, through an internet connection in your home, you can basically do your job, web conferences, conference calls, all of those things, and still have the values and the enjoyment of Northern California to raise your family in.
Well, you know, there is we have one of our sponsors, and just one reason I'm saying it is Reading Business Solutions has set up a teleconferencing room in their business, and this is a place where people can just go down and like rent a space there, or a desk essentially. But he said that his major business is people coming in and doing the. And doing the video conferencing, mm-hmm. and people traveling through on business will come in there, and so they can do that and have meetings and move on. And he said he was surprised to see that that's where a major market is. So what you're saying is absolutely true. Now, do we have to build something here or just build a communication network that will work?
No, it really just comes down to communication network. It doesn't need to be a brick-and-mortar thing. It can
right.
be simply, the wiring underneath the surface that allows people to work.
Right, and Katrina, you were talking about, on this too, about, bringing people in and how selling business is going to be so important, and how would you do that? How would you sell Reading to save people from Southern California?
How would I sell Reading? Well, it's funny you ask that, because lately I've been speaking to so many people outside of our area, and all of a sudden I get on this really honestly passionate explanation of what I believe Reading has to offer, and people go, "Do you work in tourism for your city?" And I feel like, sometimes I feel like I should. I think we've got so much to offer, and I would love to go down and tell other people who grew up in Southern California as I did that get out of the rat race, come up here and do what I do, where I do work in technology. I do work on the road a lot of the times. I do work on my iPhone in Starbucks, and I going door to door to see my clients and not having to be stuck in an office. There's no need for me to live in a city and work there. I can be mobile, and I can get my stuff done, and at 5 o'clock 8 o'clock, I can hit the door and go out on the river trail. I can go to the lake in the summer. So I would love to go down there and tell those people, come up here and go to an area where you're going to be appreciated and you're going to be able to flourish and thrive. There's going to be less competition, but it's going to be what you make of it, for sure.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is when we're talking about, you know, with the meeting they had last week on combining the convention center with, I think, was it the North State, or I'm not exactly sure the name of the organization, but the Visitors Bureau with this other group there. Oh, the Wonderland Association. Okay.
Right.
The one thing we can't forget is we do have to keep putting money into advertising Reading.
Amen.
We have to push Reading out there to people, because if we don't, I mean, Yosemite Park, which has the most, which has, you know, what, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of visitors every year, spends $3 million a year on advertising. Yosemite does. You know, so it's a lot, you know, if you take a look at that, there's a reason they do that.
Well, Carl, think of what we could do with Shasta and Lassen. If Reading did that, think of the tourism we could bring here.
And that's the thing is are we set up, and I've used this before, and but Sturgis, South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
has a motorcycle rally. 300,000 to 500,000 people show up every year. It's the third largest moneymaker for South Dakota. And it's not just for a little place called Sturgis, which is 6,000 people. It's for 100 miles around Sturgis that people come in and they spend millions of dollars. Even the year when it was over $4 a gallon for gas, and we went up there, and there was still probably, they estimated, 300,000 people that were there. Now, you know, we've got to think, in my opinion, out of the box, and that's why this week is so important. You know, telecommuting, you know, selling Reading, in the Radical 10, what is something that just is completely out of the box that maybe you've been thinking about? And when we come back from this break, maybe we can talk about that in our last segment. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Everybody loves a big hit, whether it's a big hit in baseball, in music, or in movies. And in seafood, our own big hit is back. Spectacular seafood specials at Perkins Restaurants. Exciting seafood entrees like our new orange teriyaki tilapia, grilled shrimp with broccoli risotto, and our shrimp basket with crispy no-tail shrimp and fries. Spectacular seafood specials available now, but only for a limited time, so don't wait. Perkins, breakfast is just the beginning.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
How much would you pay for a juicy tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Hey there, this is Lou White. Say, listen, Kathleen and I are going to have a big party, and you're all invited. the 31st annual Festa Italiana out there at the Anderson Fairgrounds at Pucera Hall. It's on March 13th. It's on a Saturday. It's going to be good food, good wine, Italians from here, there, and everywhere, and the famous Italian Jeff Applebaum. He's going to be our comedian for that night. It's March 13th. It's $40.
Hi, this is Kathleen. For tickets, give me a call at 359-2078.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. It's Monday, March 8th, and we're finishing up our last segment here. We have Ryan Denham
marching
and Katrina Eliante.
How about that? That was really impressive.
You like that?
I do.
Okay. All right.
You're
Ryan,
killing
you
me.
Are king. What would you do to bring business to Reading?
Well, I'll tell you, one idea I have would be to basically take a job census count of each business in Reading, starting X date, and then take that same census count a year later, and if you have a net increase in jobs within your business, there will be no fees assessed to your business during that year.
Ooh.
So what it really promotes is the individual entrepreneurs to go out, take the risk with their capital or borrowed capital, create jobs, which will in turn give you a net increase in a lot of revenue into the city and counties.
And so then you wouldn't have to pay the fees for that year.
Absolutely correct.
Well, that's
can you
a
make
great
that
idea.
Happen?
How do we get that to happen?
I think I left my magic wand in the car.
I mean, it makes such great sense.
But, you know, this is, again, you know, part of what, you know, and part of what the Radical 10 was coming up with ideas like this. Why don't we come up with other ideas that, you know, from this week, and we're going to keep track of all of these. And then at the end of it, we'll go through them on that last day and talk about some of these ideas.
Let's go to Katrina. If you were queen for the day, and you know what, the calls, people are just starting to wake up. So, you know, hold on there for a second. So, Katrina, you're queen for the day or queen for the year. What would you do?
I really like Carl's idea that we spoke about earlier of sending somebody out of the community to sell Reading. I'm still alarmed at how many people don't know that Reading exists, you know, even in other parts of California, or they don't think that there's much here and that we have much to offer. And I would like to bring in people that would start businesses, people who maybe are franchising out of different cities and they're looking at where to bring their businesses. And I would like to take a more proactive approach to bringing that in, because obviously each of those things equate to jobs, as Ryan was mentioning, and go out there and have somebody dynamic to report to the city and work with them closely on bringing a business in.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Ruth. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda. I love hearing your voice again.
Thank
you on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
I love your show today, Outside the Box Thinkers, and what a great show. I'm on the river trail now, so I'm a little out of breath.
Yay!
I wish we were.
I just have a comment to make, because it's a really revenue for the counties is so bad, and I was wondering, what do you think about challenging the county, the city, to becoming more efficient and thinking about creative ways to raise revenue, and then that department gets to keep the money that they raise. I'll take my answer on air.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Okay, so challenge the different departments on how they can make money, maybe be more efficient. That's what I would look at, is how can you be more efficient? How can you, you know, bring money to the city, and then they get to keep that, you know, maybe split it, or they keep some more for their department?
We have 3 minutes left. Katrina.
What I would think is one product that I actually have in our company, Nationwide Payment Solutions, is Municipay. It's something that we came up with, and it is being used by different cities and counties throughout the United States right now, and it's patent pending. And what we do is we set up an entire system that is 100% free for cities and counties, any municipal government, even homeowners associations. But what it does is it's absolutely free, so our fees and taxes aren't being raised over the board. Only if you want to pay for the credit card transaction are you charged a convenience fee for that, and it brings down department costs overall.
Okay. Ryan?
Well, I mean, when you hear government saying raising revenue, normally that means more fees, so that's certainly something I'm not in favor of. But I really think to have government continue to take more of a business approach to their daily transaction and business, and saying, if I have declining revenues, how do I continue to do more with less? And that's really what all of us have been forced to do during
Absolutely.
This last cycle.
Absolutely. You know, there's ways of, you know, I've talked to people that they have ways of doing just even mailing things that is cheaper than what the city does and the county does, yet they won't do it anyway.
Okay. Well, congratulations on your new expansion, Ryan. You're putting your money where your mouth is as far as like taking your taking a chance, especially with what's happened with car dealerships across the country
and
expanding
we
now. And don't
you
have something that's happening here quickly with your new expansion?
We do. Tomorrow afternoon, we go before the Planning Commission. We purchased the old Lockwood Tire Building, used to be the Reading Bus Depot to the south of us. And we're hoping that working with the city, we can get that rezoned to increase our automotive retail business and provide more jobs to the community.
That would be a novel approach to work around here. And Katrina, we'd like to say thank you for being on, and we hope that we'll be able to see you again.
Thank you. I like that.
Great. You know, tomorrow we have our guest tomorrow. Again, we will be talking on business. And they're going to be winners of awards in our community. And we're also going to be talking about another business here in town, the Shasta Trading Post, another spotlight on business. This is Carl Lindabot. Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Reading.